exciting radio drama, Front Page Feral, the unforgettable story of marriage and the newspaper office. The story of a handsome, dashing young star reporter on one of New York's greatest newspapers and a girl he marries on impulse to save her from throwing herself away on a rich man twice her age. Making plans for the future, for she is determined that David, her newspaper reporter husband, shall be relieved of his dependence, meaning Sally herself, her mother, and her sister, and thus be able to enlist in the armed forces of his country. So far, her plans are not complete, but she has every hope of making them so in the next few days. At the moment, she is visiting with her next-door neighbors, Florence Schofield and her nephew, Leslie, in the little suburban village where Sally and David have recently moved.
You see, I didn't want to say anything about it to anyone before I had some idea that it could be managed. Since going to New York yesterday and talking to David City editor Tim O'Donovan, I feel ever so much encouraged.
You mean, Sally, that you want to get a job in some war production industry?
Yes, of course. I want to get a job, and I want to find jobs for my mother and for my sister. I want us all to be working as soon as possible.
But, my dear Sally, aren't you rushing into this without thinking it over carefully enough?
Oh, that's what Tim said to me yesterday, Miss Schofield. But it's not true. I haven't thought of anything else for days. I've known for ages that David has been restless and unhappy, but I wasn't sure what it was all about.
Are you so sure now?
Yes, Leslie, I am. You see, the other night, Kay Barnett came out with him, and she told me. Kay is one of the reporters on the New York Eagle and one of our oldest friends. Evidently, David told her just how he felt about not being able to be fighting in this war, and, well, she told me.
Well, I'm not so sure she should have done that, Sally.
Oh, I already knew it myself, Miss Schofield. So the least we can do is to make it possible for him to do what he thinks is right.
I just can't get used to the idea you're going to work.
What's so strange about that, Leslie? I used to work on the Eagle before I married David.
I know, but still it doesn't seem right. I know how I'd feel if I were in the same situation and it were Beverly who decided to go to work. Of course, that won't ever happen. Not to a man who's lame and not good for anything but modeling a few figures out of clay.
No, don't say that, Leslie. Your work is very important. You know it is.
How important is it at a time like this when the whole world is being torn apart?
It's important for us to keep things going at home, Leslie. It's important for you to go on with the work that you've studied so hard all these years. I know you'll be famous someday.
Of course he will. Oh, Sally, the doctor's coming over later today to remove the bandage from Leslie's eyes.
Well, Leslie, that's wonderful. You've been awfully lucky in recovering so quickly.
I guess so.
Oh, you know perfectly well you have. And in just a few days now, you'll be well enough to start working again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, aren't you glad? Aren't you anxious to get started?
I suppose so. I've spent so much time thinking over what a fool I've been for such a long time that hardly had a chance to think of anything else.
But that's such a waste of time, Leslie. It never helps.
Maybe not, but ever since Beverly came to the house and read to me, I've realized how completely empty my life has been without her.
That's my fault, Leslie, for being so selfish.
No, it's my fault for not asserting myself.
Now, I won't stay here and hear the two of you blame yourselves about something that's all over and done with. Beverly has forgotten the past. Why can't you? You know, Beverly is in love with you, Leslie.
How do you know?
She told me so.
Are you telling me the truth, Sally? You're not just making it up.
Oh, you know I wouldn't make it up.
Beverly loves me. I can't believe it. Half the way I've behaved, it just can't be true.
It is true, Leslie.
Do you hear that, Aunt Flo?
Yes, Leslie, and I'm so glad for you.
Oh, that's true, then it changes everything. Do you know what I'm going to do the minute these bandages come off my eyes?
No, what?
I'm going to start back to work as I've never worked before. I'm going to ask Beverly to pose for me. Since you and she look enough alike to be sisters, I'm going to ask her to pose for me and finish the work that we began. She is going to be my best piece of sculpturing. If I hurry, I'll be able to get it in the exhibition.
Leslie, there's something I want to tell you.
Oh, it doesn't matter now, Sally. If only you knew how excited I am.
That's wonderful, Leslie, but
Now I'm glad I started that particular piece of work. I can finish it with Beverly. Oh, this is too good to be true.
Leslie, you mustn't get yourself too excited. It may not be good for your eyes.
Oh, nonsense. Nothing matters now. Nothing at all. Oh, why the silence? Aren't you going to say something?
I think perhaps I ought to be getting home.
So soon?
Well, it's later than I thought. There's so much to be done.
I'll see you to the door, my dear.
Goodbye, Leslie.
Goodbye. And if you see Beverly, please tell her to hurry over.
Yes, I will. How am I going to tell Leslie the truth?
I think perhaps you'd better wait a day or so till he's a little stronger.
I hate to think of him looking forward to getting back to work on that statue, not knowing it's smashed to bits. Not knowing that David smashed it after his fight with Leslie.
But it won't help him to know now.
Still, he'll have to know sometime.
Yes, of course, but...
Oh, if only it hadn't happened. If only I'd never brought that statue into the house where David could see.
Oh, don't worry about it, my dear. It's nothing you could have helped. In a way, it's all my fault.
I feel so badly. Well, I can't help matters by standing here talking. I better go on home, but I'll be back later.
All right, Sally. And thank you so much for everything.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Poor Leslie. He's going to feel so awful about this when he finds out. I wonder if he'll ever understand how it happened. I tried to tell him just now, but he stopped me and I saw how happy he was. I just couldn't. Goodness knows what he might have done.
Sally?
David, when did you get home, darling?
Just a few minutes ago. I'm going to do some more of those special war articles for the newspaper. And Tim said I seem to get along better working here at home, and I guess he's right. Where have you been?
Next door. David, I'm so upset about Leslie.
Is he worse?
No, his eyes are much better. It's about his work.
What about it?
He told us he was going to finish the statue he started of me. He's going to get Beverly to pose for him so he can finish it.
Oh, he doesn't know it's smashed?
No, and I didn't have the heart to tell him. David, I don't know how I ever will be able to tell him.
Well, tell him the truth, dear. Tell him I saw it sitting here on the living room table when I got home after he stopped me and picked a fight and that, well, I smashed it to bits.
That isn't all of it, David. His aunt who put the statue out in the trash box and I was the one who brought it in here.
And what difference does all that make? It's smashed and I did it. Who can this be? Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Mrs. Farrell, please?
Yes. Is this you, Tim?
Yes, David.
You want to speak to Sally?
Please.
Well, just a minute. You, Sally. Tim O'Donovan.
Oh, thanks, David. Hello, Tim?
About that proposition you came to see me about yesterday.
Yes.
I've been working on it, Sally. I think there's a possibility I can get your job.
All of it?
Well, you and your mother and Kathy. Not a sure thing yet, but it looks that way. Now, before you do anything about it, I want you to be sure that's what you want.
I am sure, Tim. I'm very sure. Oh, I think it's wonderful. When do I start?
Oh, take it easy, will you? Come in and see me tomorrow.
All right, I will, Tim. Oh, and thanks. Thanks ever so much.
Don't mention it, Sally.
Oh, and don't forget what I told you.
About David?
Mm-hmm.
Mum's the word. So long.
Goodbye, Tim.
Well... What's it all about?
What, dear?
Why should my city editor be calling you up?
Darling, I can't tell you right now, but I think everything will be settled in a couple of days.
Now, what are you talking about? Now, what is all this mystery around here? Why can't I get in on it?
So here you are.
Leslie.
Schofield, what are you...
You're just the person I want to see, David Farrell.
Leslie, what are you doing here? Why have you taken the bandages off your arm?
Never mind about that. You didn't think I heard you when you and Aunt Florence were talking, did you?
What?
Well, I heard every word, Sally. I know what happened to my statue.
Leslie.
Your husband smashed
it. Now, just a minute.
Leslie.
You think you can get away with it, don't you?
Now, listen,
I've said about enough from you, Farrell. And if you think you can smash the best piece of work I ever did, you're crazy, do you understand? Because this time, you're not going to get away with it.
From his eyes. What will follow upon his discovery of the truth? Will Sally and David be able to make him understand just what did happen? Be sure to listen to Front Page Farrell on Monday. Note how many different items he carries other than drugs. Look them over and buy whatever you can from him. You'll help him and yourself. Front Page Farrell is on the air again at the same time Monday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime over this station. Be sure to listen. This is Bill Bond speaking for the makers of Anacin.